This is Apollo Control at 81 hours, 25 minutes. We're planning to put a call through to the crew in about 5 minutes to awaken them. And Apollo 17 at this time is about 17,350 nautical miles from the moon. Spacecraft velocity, 3,567 feet per second. After awakening the crew, we will be discussing a minor problem that's been noted during the sleep period. This involves a heater cycling in one of the three cryogenic hydrogen tanks that supplies hydrogen to the fuel cells. The nature of the problem is a heater that is cycling more often than normal. These heaters are controlled by a pressure-sensitive switch in the tank. As the temperature within the tank drops and the pressure drops, the switch senses this and activates the heater to bring up the temperature and hence the pressure within the tank and assure a constant flow of hydrogen to the fuel cells. The sensor appears to be responding to a much narrower range of temperature decrease. It would normally respond to about a 20 degree excursion in temperatures. And it is now apparently responding to about a 2 to 3 degree temperature excursion, and therefore cycling more rapidly than would normally be the case. This in itself is no concern. However, if the automatic cycling should fail, if the automatic cycling function should fail, it would require going to a backup manual mode, whereby the crew would be instructed to turn the heaters on and off at certain intervals to maintain the proper pressure in the tank. This, by the way, is a mode of operation that has been used on previous missions and works very well with a minimum impact to the crew time. And as mentioned, at this point we would see no reason for having to go to a manual mode. That would require some subsequent failure. This situation, however, will be discussed with the crew, and they'll be advised as to the procedure that would be taken in the event that subsequent failure should occur, necessitating the manual activation of the heater within this one tank. And we're now about 1 minute, 50 seconds away from the scheduled awakening time, having given the crew an additional 30 minutes of sleep. Flight Dynamics Officer expects to give us a go or no go for the mid-course correction prior to lunar orbit insertion in about a half an hour at some 82 hours ground elapsed time. We'll continue to stand by live for that call to the crew.